Westlock. A 31-year-old Westlock man who initially faced more than 30 charges ranging from drug trafficking to possession of a prohibited, restricted weapon in relation to a March 2021 police chase, pleaded guilty to a half-dozen crimes and is now out of jail after spending 475 actual days inside the Edmonton Remand Center. Appearing in Edmonton Court of Queen's Bench May 16 via CCTV from the ERC, Darcy Allen Kant pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, careless use, storage of firearm, unauthorized possession of a prohibited, restricted weapon, possession of a prohibited, restricted weapon and failing to comply with conditions of an undertaking. 26 additional charges were withdrawn, including a dozen failing to comply with conditions of an undertaking, 7 counts of possession of a prohibited firearm, 2 drug trafficking charges, 2 counts of obstructing a peace officer and single counts of flight from a peace officer, possession of stolen property under $5,000 and possession of a firearm that's had its serial number removed. Justice Rodney Jerka agreed to the joint sentence submission from Federal Crown Moira Vane and defense lawyer David Keyes for an all-in, 713-day jail sentence which was deemed served at 1.5 to 1 credit by the 475 actual days, Kant's been behind bars. The case ended up in Court of Queen's Bench following a 60-minute preliminary hearing in Westlock Provincial Court January 12 as Keyes had previously requested trial by Court of Queen's Bench judge and jury. Justice Jerka, who also ordered Kant to submit a sample of DNA and banned him from owning a firearm for the remainder of his life, called it a true joint submission, and encouraged him to turn his life around and kick his drug habit. Kant told the court he's been sober throughout his current prison stay and, I'll continue to practice that when I'm released. You're a young man, sir. Your counsel and this crown have given you what I consider to be an opportunity. Please, please don't waste it. This is the time to not waste your chance, said Justice Jerka. I celebrate when young people can do that, stay sober. I celebrate when anybody can do that. Society needs young people now more than ever and we need you, sir. Vane said Kant's criminal record, which started in 2010 in Barrhead and includes entries from Westlock, Athabasca and Fort Saskatchewan, is indicative of someone who's struggling with an addiction issue, and a life that's not on the right side of the tracks. While she called the joint sentence submission low and what we'd normally see as a starting point, there were tribal issues as Keyes noted questions around Kant's statement to police and the Crown could have ended up empty-handed on a lot of these, if not all of these charges. Keyes also noted Kant's rocky upbringing but says he's not a hardened criminal, and has a good support system upon his release with his wife and grandmother. He's been using alcohol, cannabis, cocaine, ecstasy and meth starting at the age of 15. Plus, or minus some good choices, I think Mr. Kant has a good chance of getting a fair shake at life and not have to live like this, added Keyes. The crime vein told court that on March 20, 2021, Westlock RCMP were conducting patrols when a dark-colored and dirty Pontiac Grandam was spotted crossing 100th Street southbound on 98th Avenue. Police say the car was being driven aggressively and hit speeds of 80 kilometers per hour on the residential streets and saw it blow through a pair of stop signs before turning south onto Highway 44. RCMP attempted to close the distance on the Grandam, which was now traveling at speeds of approximately 170 kilometers per hour, and they observed it pass a semi-truck on the curve under a double-soled line, said Vane. The vehicle first attempted to make a high-speed turn west onto Township Road 582 but failed to stop in time and continued heading south on Highway 44. During the chase, the vehicle began having mechanical issues as all the lights were flashing on and off and it was traveling at lower speeds. The Grand Am, which continued to malfunction, sputtered west onto Highway 651 heading towards Busby, then went north onto Range Road 271 and after 100 meters it swerved into the east ditch. The driver, who was Kant, fled west, while the passenger, Tyler Stump, who surrendered within minutes, initially took off east. During a search of the car, RCMP found a backpack filled with 42.9 grams of pre-packaged cocaine and methamphetamine, a digital scale, 2 knives, empty Ziploc bags and Kant's ID. Also found in the vehicle was a GSG-16 semi-automatic .22 calibre rifle, along with 2 loaded 25-round magazines and a 150-round drum magazine, the rifle serial number had been ground off. RCMP eventually called in the canine unit who arrested Kant after a 6.5 kilometers search. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.